the UK Disability Arts Alliance is marking the first anniversary of its We Shall Not Be Removed campaign by revealing the findings of a new survey that highlights significant threats to the continued participation of creative deaf, disabled, learning disabled and neurodiverse people in the cultural sector. The report is the first to focus specifically on the impact of the pandemic on disabled people in the arts. Here are the survey's key findings. Half of respondents reported that they had less work than before COVID, or no work at all. Half did not access government or Arts Council emergency financial support schemes. One third described themselves as precariously employed or in 0 hours contracts. Nearly two thirds are worried that they will have to leave the creative industries. A further third have experienced homelessness. Only 7% of respondents have a full-time salaried job. Nearly half of salaried respondents are worried about their long-term job security. One in five disability arts organisations have already made people redundant, not renewed contracts, or not taken on new staff because of the pandemic. 58% of organisations have needed to dip into their financial reserves in 2020. 13% had no reserves to start with. Government or Arts Council emergency financial support schemes, including Cultural Recovery Fund, furlough, and the Self-Employed Income Support Scheme, have been critical in maintaining organisations, preventing further redundancies, and supporting freelancers, and have benefited 50% of our respondents. A significant 82% of respondents expressed concern about the continued provision of access for disabled audiences through reopening. This implies the cultural sector needs to swiftly offer reassurance to disabled audiences that access remains a top priority. 50% of organisations were concerned by the introduction of vaccine passports. And finally, the We Shall Not Be Removed campaign is achieving better than average representation across most diversity metrics, with a high degree of support expressed for the seven inclusive principles. The survey took place during April 2021 and is an analysis of over 130 individual respondents. The full UK Disability Arts Alliance survey report with alternative formats can be found at www.weshallnotberemoved.com/2021survey. This survey was compiled by Alistair Gentry, edited by Andrew Miller, and the project was enabled by Unlimited, thanks to additional financial support from the Paul Hamlin Foundation.